This is program number LW2096. Motivation. You know, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you're properly motivated. Hi, this is Larry West. A fellow named Robert Sichta has a good story. He tells that one day he was with three other GIs in Vietnam, driving down an extremely narrow road that day, when they all of a sudden ran into a Viet Cong ambush. They knew they couldn't go on. They couldn't turn around either. That road was just too narrow. They had to do something. So they jumped out of the Jeep. Each fellow grabbed a corner of it, picked it up, turned it around, sat it down, jumped back in, and took off. Of course, they had to tell all about it when they got back to camp. Sure enough, there was a fellow who jumped up and said, "I don't believe a word of it. It can't be done." Could it? Well, they went out to see. The same four guys went back to the Jeep, got on the four corners, and lifted. Well, at least they tried to lift it. Sure enough, it couldn't be done. Motivation. It's amazing what you can do when you're properly motivated. You know, there are a lot of us, I think, who walk through this maze of life. And we do things, you know, without really ever knowing why. I mean, you know, it seems the only thing too many of us are doing is that we're just living simply from one paycheck to the next. Or if we're not satisfied with that, we demand more money only to find ourselves still just existing, dissatisfied. And it's amazing how many things there are that, well, you know, we take for granted. We take for granted our freedom, our wealth, our health. We take for granted the air we breathe, the sweet smell of flowers in the springtime. We take for granted our husbands, our wives, our children. And we're caught in the trap of just living day in and day out without ever really being motivated. There it is, motivated to take a look at the purpose of life. I mean, the real purpose. John B. Gordon was one of the most famous generals the South ever had during the Civil War. Let me tell you about him. He led the last attack upon enemy lines at Appomattox Courthouse that Sunday morning, 1865, when General Robert E. Lee surrendered his entire command to Ulysses S. Grant. General Gordon afterward became a candidate for the United States Senate. One of the old veterans who had served under him, though, had become a stranger to him because of, well, some political reasons, really. And being a member of the legislature, he vowed that he would do everything in his power to defeat Gordon. He didn't want him in the Senate. The old veteran stormed and raged against his old commander, Gordon, on every occasion. When the day of the convention came, he walked resolutely down the aisle to the ballot box with an anti-Gordon vote in his hand. Well, there on the platform sat his old commander, John Gordon, with the face that had been once handsome, but now was all disfigured with the scars and wounds of battle. The old veteran looked up on the stage and saw him. The memory of other days came back. He tried for a moment to nerve himself, but he found it was no use. The sight of his general was too much for him. Tears began to run down his face. Suddenly, turning to the convention, his frame shaking with emotion, he cried out, "It's no use, boys. I can't do it. Here goes my vote for John B. Gordon." He said, "It was all up for me when I saw that scar." Then he turned to the general himself and said, "Forgive me, General. I had forgotten the scar." Motivation. It's amazing what you can do, what you will do, when you're properly motivated. You know, Jesus Christ, scarred and bruised and wounded, Jesus Christ gave his life for you and me. I think we've taken him for granted. Take a look at the scar. On that famous day, Jesus went out carrying that cross and came to the place of the skull called Golgotha. There they nailed Jesus to the cross. The soldiers took his clothes and divided them and gambled for his robe. Standing close to the cross was Jesus' mother. And looking down, he saw her there, standing by one of his closest friends, John. His heart ached. You know why he went through it? Because he loves you. Take a look at the scar. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.